An internet user posted a video clip which exposed a traffic police officer in central China's Henan province taking 50 yuan of cash from a cargo driver who violated traffic rules. This video has stirred a heated discussion on what constitutes a bribe. So tell me more about what happened here.
In a video, a local auxiliary traffic police officer surnamed Joe in Qianyang City, central China's Hunan province, stopped a truck at a highway intersection on March 29th. Joe said the driver should be fined 200 yuan for traffic violation. After the driver begged Joe not to fine him, Joe ended up taking 50 yuan from the driver and letting him go. The driver shot the video clip showing the whole process and posted it on Weibo on April 5th, 2017. The video, as He Yang had said, has attracted great public attention. The Qianyang Public Security Bureau announced on its official Weibo account that same day that the situation revealed on the video was true, and the auxiliary traffic police officer did take 50 yuan, and Joe didn't turn the video recorder on when he was supposed to, and I guess that's when you're on duty, you should have that on. The Qianyang Public Security Bureau announced on April 6th, I guess the following day, that it would fire Joe as an auxiliary traffic police officer, return the 50 yuan back to the driver, surnamed Ho, and apologize to him. It will also give administrative punishment, leaving a bad record on three police officers in charge of the guy who had, I guess, taken the money. So this is the haps. This is what happened.
Yes, and I want to provide two, I think, important details. The first one being, during the whole process, the traffic police officer didn't point out what was the driver violating, meaning there's no violation, or he's feeling like, I'm telling you, you're violating something, and you know it, I know it, so I don't have to point it out. We don't know what happened if the driver had violated some kind of rules, but the point is, according to the video, there's no specific violation. And the second detail being, maybe this is not specific to this case, but according to some other videos, when the driver's license tries to give the money directly to the police officer, they will always refuse it. But if they put the money into their driver's license and offer the driver's license to the police will take the driver's license and, like, he's looking at it and take the money away and return the license and get the bribe.
Ooh, that sounds like a technical thing that people in the game knows how to play it. It just reminds me of sometimes when you're trying to give a tip.
Oh yeah.
To the waiter, so you can maybe he can bump you up in the queue or something. And there's always this gesture you need to try. And if you don't know how to play the game, you're an outsider. You don't know. Basically, you can't master it. And here, what I find a little bit disturbing is that, first of all, with the response of the official Weibo, it acted all nonchalant. It says, oh, this happened, 50 yuan being changed in hands. And this is an official Weibo of a traffic police bureau in that area. And so, carelessly in a way to admit this, I feel maybe there is a more of a gray area in understanding of how people see this. As on the internet, we can sort of see two sides of arguments. Mm-hmm. One side is simple, straightforward, and these people are furious. That is, we see corruption going on. You say it's only 50 yuan. That is still an amount of money, and this is corruption without what-so-gray area talk. We need to get this sorted out, and this should not happen again. The other side of the claim is basically saying, well, this is kind of accepted. Sometimes when you roll in real life, you need to play by the rules that people kind of know.
No. This is absolutely not okay, because laws are there for a reason, to protect people. Some of these trucks load themselves with way too much weight. So then, if there's a traffic intersection, like do you guys remember a while back, a taxi driver got smashed by a truck? I don't know if it was overweight, but these kind of situations can maybe be prevented if trucks are definitely underweight. So there's a reason why we have these laws. And in fact, the standard law enforcement behavior, this is Standards of Traffic Police on Law Enforcement, Article 84. Traffic police are banned from collecting fines on site. Collecting fines on site without issuing tickets or filing the true amount or fine of the ticket is also a big no-no. They're banned to ask or receive or earn profit from taking advantage of their position. So basically, there's a law saying don't do this. But guys, you know, these police officers, they'll pull people over for something as like maybe it's bad weather and the reflectors aren't clearly reflecting off the truck. And, you know, the police officer will say, you know, something like, I guess this happened in Hebei. You know, the police officer will let them go for a smaller price than what the ticket fee would be. But this isn't how you keep records. This isn't how the law works. These things are in place for a reason. So we can keep track of these bad drivers, keep track of their licenses, maybe knock them down a couple points. Because if it's habitually happening, we need to know. But if it's just bribes happening, then we'll never know. This guy's just getting off scot-free in a way through a little smaller of amount that goes straight into somebody's pocket. And that's not right. But, you know, I do see, I guess, also the other side of this because cops in the US, okay? I don't know specifically cop policy in the US, but, you know, I know sometimes, actually many times, if you get pulled over by a police officer, like let's say my headlight's out or my backlight's out, you know, the police officer will pull you over. You know, they like to have this kind of swag about them, this kind of attitude. They're like, how you doing today, sir? And you're like, I would be doing a lot better if you didn't pull me over. You don't say that, guys. You say, I'm doing well, officer. He's like, that's good. Did you know you had your rear light out? You're like, ah, officer, I didn't. He's like, all right, well, I'm gonna let you off this time, but you better get that fixed, buddy. And you know, I don't know, maybe specifically they should actually, according to their regulations, issue you a ticket because you did drive a little bit dangerously, and maybe that needs to be held against you so that you can always stay in touch with the law and drive responsibly. Yet they understand there's that humanness about them. Maybe they're saying, all right, you know, sometimes those backlights, they're hard to catch, but I'm letting you know, and I better not see it happen again.
Yeah.
So these kind of things.
Yes, I think that would be a nice and sweet case, but in this one, the police officer is simply stopping the car to get the 50. That's what I feel, because he didn't actually say anything about the
Yeah.
violation. He's just assuming there would be a violation because that's what everybody is doing, and then he's stopping the violator to get his bribe. That's what I feel about this incident. And my argument here is that, we have a saying in Chinese that is 勿以恶小而为之, being that don't engage in evil even if it's a small one. So that is not only because a small evil can also lead to some certain problem, but if everybody is doing this small evil thing, it will escalate in the future. Maybe it's only one driver that got this overload or got over speed in the first place, but then later on, everybody's doing it because if you don't do it, you don't survive anymore. That's how
Yeah.
big the problem could turn out if you engage in small evil. That is why I feel like these cases should never happen, and it should be punished harshly.
Well, punishment is really important here. So, punishment of the law enforcement
Yeah.
who are supposed to safeguard the law is really important, and to create a environment that is fair for everyone and make sure that lawful abiding citizens are the one that are being rewarded. If not, nothing bad comes to find you. But one thing I'd like to just quickly ask Niu Honglin, so did this person who offer the bribe of 50 yuan, did he voluntarily give that money to the traffic officer that is now being dismissed. Well, according to the video, he's innocent from all walks, well, of aspect, I guess, because he was not being pointed out of violating anything, and he's like offering the money only to do it's his right to go on the road. So basically he's not doing anything wrong, but I feel like he's a very sneaky guy. I think there must be some violation happening. Otherwise, if it was me, I didn't violate anything. Why am I providing this officer with this bribe? So I can't actually point my finger at what he did wrong, but I assume he did something wrong.
Well, the logic is simple and clear for you to see. And if it's gotten to a stage that people think, oh, all I need to do is to hand in some cash, then I get away from this. That's when society is rotten. Mm-hmm. That's when something fundamental needs to be changed. Right now, at least we see one change happening. That is, every citizen can use your smartphone or the video camera that's on your dashboard if you're a driver to record all of this proceedings.
Yeah.
And that's one way to expose, to get yourself a little bit more power. And yes, this is maybe one way to go, but also punishment needs to follow. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yohong Lin.